This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Yeah, on training camp, I think at some point. You know, I couldn't promise to start training camp with that. The timeline of that wouldn't say to start training camp unless he does something miraculous. But I'm hopeful.
That's Ravens head coach John Harbaugh talking about third round draft pick out of LSU offensive tackle Emory Jones Jr., who has been banged up shoulder, right?
Yeah, we haven't seen him.
Haven't seen him yet, but they liked him enough, Vinny, to take him in the third round. Before you get to the profile, Harb said training camp at some point. I did hear the word miracle in there as well.
I heard that too.
So maybe 3 weeks from now, starting, we can get into the countdown. But, you know, what's the old hubbub out there saying, you know, off the record style?
Yeah, we're going to put on the record. I don't think they're going to hurry him. Bob, I think we'll find out more at training camp. I don't on the 23rd. You know, will he be out there? Will we see? He wears jersey 51 for them. Will we see 51? I don't know. I have no idea. And you know, just like I heard the same thing about, you know, sometime in training camp.
Okay.
You know, but the kid, you know. Why I was kind of excited about him. I mean, he's from LSU. He's 6'5" and 2 ways, weighed 315. He was a junior, and he had 34 1/4 arms. So he's got really long arms, and 10 6/8 hands. Got humongous mitts, great big mitts. And he was a 3-year starter, 2-time All-SEC. Started 36 of 38 games for them. 2022 all SEC freshman, 12 starts at right tackle. 2023 second team all SEC, started 12 games at right tackle. And in 2024 second team all SEC, started 12 games at right tackle, allowed 1 sack in 864 snaps, and was a basketball player in high school, which I love. Because, you know, good athlete and all those things. Strengths, size, got good length, effort, good motor, quick step in pass. He can anchor in pass. He can combo up to linebacker level. Strong, well-built lower. Will keep feet moving on the base block. He can get movement. Shows ability to pull and run. Good athlete. He can bend his knees, all basketball stuff. He's quick off the snap. Can play guard also. Slides feet well in pass. Played some offensive guard. Good strength at point of attack. Quick out of stance on pull. Comes off low on the base block. Explosive drive blocker. Strong hands. Good footwork and pass. Would push the rusher past the quarterback. And he showed nasty. Weakness. Needs better punch and pass. Doesn't use his arm length. Will get pad level high in the run some. Struggles with quick edge rushers. No punch. Five false start penalties on the road. Fit right in. Struggled some picking up stunts. Must keep hands inside. On ground too much in the run game. Gets overextended. Can get high and driven in pass. Will reach and lunge some in pass. In summary, I said this kid has good length. Really good athlete. He can play right tackle or guard. He'll need a lot of technique work and pass. Doesn't punch. Will lunge. Struggles some with stunts. He's good in the run game, will combo, blocks, good pulling. He's going to need Warhop to school him up. He has talent. And Bob, that's a big, what's he missing? Getting schooled up.
Valuable time.
That's the thing. I mean, talented guy, 6'5", athlete, 315 pounds, can pull, you know, but he's way behind right now, way behind.
What would he have to do whenever he gets on the field? Will there be enough time for him to get himself at least active for Sundays? Or does he start the year on the injured reserve with a designation pop, to probably. Come back? The pop, obviously. I mean, September 7th against the Bills. He's
way doubtful for that. I mean... And, Bob, that's why they say, you know, because he probably could have been drafted higher, but everybody knew about the shoulder. And that's why he went, you know, late in the third round. So, it just could be a redshirt year for him. I mean, because he's way behind fundamentally, and that's the thing that he needed. I mean, kind of like in my summary, watching him on film, Warhop needs to get with him to improve his technique and fundamentals. You know, and Cliff Bryan, who writes for the... Or Clifton Brown, who writes for the Ravens, you know, he's got him, you know, on the 53. And I, you know, him and we'll talk about Vincent. He's got both those guys on the 53. And you know, it's going to be interesting to see, Bob. I mean, Emory Jones Jr., I'm in agreement with you, Bob. He may end up on PUP or IR or something, you know, where he comes back after 10 games or something like that.
And you mentioned Carson Vincent. We'll break him down when we get to NFL lunch, so stick around for that. Talk about the NFL news of the day. Just tuning in, TJ Watt wants to get paid, and paid as much as any player in the NFL that's not a quarterback. So we'll get into all of that and more. We'll talk NFL, as a matter of fact, with Ryan Wilson from CBSSports.com. But when we come back, we'll count our money, hopefully, with buy or sell. Then we'll talk Orioles with Jim Hunter. He's our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. And then a funhouse trip with Nolan because we couldn't get to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quit last hour.
Are you buying?
Straight cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll be crushed Wednesday. Jim Hunter's gonna join us bottom of the hour. Talk Orioles with him. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, and if I lunch at 1. So we got a lot to get to. Plenty of sports subjects to talk about here on this July 2nd. Orioles taking on the Rangers tonight, for instance. Got a ton of games getting ready to start right now. Major League Baseball, but right now it's got some dough. 4th of July weekend, get some crustaceans and fireworks. I hate fireworks, but if you're into that sort of thing, you're going to have some money for it.
Yeah, the Dow's down 24. The S&P's up 17. NASDAQ is up 164. DraftKings down $1.01. Under Armour's up 18 cents to $6.92.
All right, our sports topics, let's start in Major League Baseball here, where the Mets find themselves in a really rough patch right now. 12 losses in their last 15 games. Good news for them is they were so strong to start the season that this recent stretch has only moved them down just a little bit in the division standings. They trail Philadelphia by 2 games there, still on top of the wild card standings right now. Now, it's hard not to view this team as extremely streaky after what happened to them last year, 28-37 in mid-June, before going on to finish 89-73 and earning a playoff spot. Buy or sell, Bob, this year's Mets team will be the opposite of last year. Start hot, finish cold, with a similar win total.
Let's see here. I will sell that. I mean, they're in a team-wide slump, and they can't hit with runners in scoring position. Neither can the Rangers, by the way, unless they're playing the Orioles. But they'll get it together. What's interesting about it, and the owners already come out and said, we're good. This will all turn around. And if they need to make a move, they'll certainly try to do that because, you know, he's got endless cash. And, I mean, their system, I guess, still has a prospect or two. Their run differential, which was so great early in the season, is now plus 39. Now, if you're Manzo, you take that in a heartbeat because the Orioles have been minus 90 forever. But that thing used to be pushing 100. So not only are the losses starting to rack up, the run differential is starting to dwindle, and they can't score. They still get good enough pitching, I would think, most nights. But, you know, the third base is kind of a cavern for them offensively.
Over to the NFL, where the Dolphins had a need at tight end after trading Jonnu Smith to the Steelers. They wasted little time finding at least one option for themselves. An unconventional option at that, snagging Darren Waller, who was technically retired, but the Giants still controlled his rights and were able to flip him for a late-round pick. Now, he missed all of 2024, even publicly admitted that he lost his passion for football. So who knows what he has left at this point. 32 years old as well, 5 years removed from his lone Pro Bowl season. Buy or sell, Vinny, the Dolphins will add another prominent name to the tight end room to compete with Waller.
I'll buy that. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't get in on Pitts. You know, I think that would be a good addition to them.
Let's see, go back to baseball here. Saw a tweet from our very own Ken Weinman the other day comparing some offensive production between Adley Rutschman and Gary Sanchez. Now, after last night's homer, Sanchez now has 24 RBIs on the season in just 26 games played. Adley, meanwhile, has appeared in 68 games, but actually has less RBIs with just 20. Now, we've talked about his struggles almost daily at one point this season.
We were Macho Man Savage flying elbow off the top rope on that.
And the worst part was, just when he looked like he was starting to turn things around, or at least be slightly better, he goes and gets injured for the first time in his career. Now, assuming he does return post-All-Star break, he'll get that starter's workload. Sanchez, his at-bats will naturally go down a bit. Who knows what his health is anyway right now. But are you buying or selling, Bob, that Sanchez could actually end up having more RBIs at the end of the season than Adley?
I'm selling that. Now, keep in mind, if you were assuming Sanchez is healthy, they might trade O'Hearn, which means, I guess, Mayo will be your DH or your first baseman. They'll have to maneuver. Arias, I guess, can play first base because Mountcastle's not coming back anytime soon. I think Sanchez will still get some DH at-bats to, you know, pad his stats if he isn't traded at the trade deadline. So, but I don't think Adley will come back because, like you said, just when he started to cook, he got hurt. His expected numbers still had him putting up some decent stats. So I'll go with Adley, the Rutch man, whenever the hell he returns.
Back to the NFL, Bucky Brooks here. A fun exercise for NFL.com, trying to find some intriguing long shot picks for NFL award winners this upcoming season. A little more of a gambling slant here. We're talking about guys who have very, very, maybe even you would call it unrealistic odds, but trying to have some fun here instead of picking the usual suspects. And when it came to comeback player of the year, he threw Jair Alexander in the mix. Now, his odds roughly in the plus 8,000 territory right now, which shows you that he has quite a few names in front of him. No surprise, a lot of other prominent players were injured last year. Could be in line for that title when they come back. But for Alexander, just 14 games total over the last 2 years, forced to sign the short, cheap deal with Baltimore. I think he certainly qualifies for that bounce-back consideration. And he will have plenty of eyes on him as well. A lot of primetime games. Ravens expected to be among the league's best. Are you buying or selling, Vinny? Alexander, a legit comeback player of the year candidate after joining the Ravens.
I'll say absolutely. He, you know, I mean, big thing with him is he'll be a candidate if he plays 14 or more games. That's going to be the whole key right there.
And our last topic today comes from the NBA. Russell Westbrook was able to reinvent himself, a very solid bench contributor for the Nuggets this past year. But that has allowed him, or really given him, the chance to decline his player option and seek a little bit more money in free agency. A few teams have been linked to him, including the Pelicans, Knicks, and the Kings. But what about a return to Denver? Hard to say how the Nuggets view him at this point. They are reshaping themselves, a new front office there, a new coach. They've already pulled off the trade to get rid of Michael Porter Jr. But buy or sell, Bob, the Nuggets will still value Westbrook enough to keep him around, even if it costs a little more money.
I'll buy it, but I'm guessing that he will try to maximize his value. I'm guessing he'd still like to start at this stage of his career. Remember, he played at UCLA with Kevin Love. So Russell Westbrook's been around for a long, long time. But like Nolan said, coming off one of his better all-around seasons in quite some time. But I would think that Russell Westbrook might be best. Westbrook, we could use him. Westbrook would be best served to stay with Denver and still get paid handsomely to do so. How's that sound? But yeah, that MPJ trade kind of came out of nowhere. Brought in Cam Johnson, who I guess brings a little bit more from the perimeter, a little firepower there. But yes, NBA, it never ends. And no sports ever end. The Orioles, this never-ending quest to get close to 500. It got a step back last night, losing to the Texas Rangers 10-2. We'll talk about that and more with Jim Hunter. Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, NFL Lunch at 1. And Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, talk about the National Football League and beyond, and then the American League East report. What happened in the division last night? What's going on today? And an updated look at the standings. It's Woman Crush Wednesday here on 105.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We look back at last night's game, and in particular the performance of Brandon Young, because we don't know what this rotation is going to look like in another couple of weeks, another month or so. Eflin's on the shelf, probably going to get traded. Morton got pushed back up till Friday. He's scheduled to go. He might get traded. Sagano's pitching tonight. He might get traded. Have you seen enough of Brandon Young to give a definitive, he could be an asset, he's a stopgap slappy, or is he someone that might be best suited like Mike Bauman was a couple years ago, transition from rotation to a bullpen spot? Because you see the stuff is there.
Well, he does have good stuff, but unfortunately he doesn't throw enough strikes. I mean, last night he threw 71 pitches and only 43 were strikes. So when you're working behind major league hitters, you know, he could get away with that in AAA, but he's not going to get away with that in the major leagues because the hitters are just too good. So, you know, maybe down the road, you know, if they go out and get a legitimate starter, you know, like you and I have been saying all year that they should have, maybe he does transition to a bullpen arm because, you know, you need a long man, and he definitely could do that because he's stretched out because he is a starter. I was a little surprised last night that they removed him after four innings because he gave up the three runs in the third and then pitched a scoreless fourth. And I just don't understand why they pulled these young pitchers out so early, because the only way they're going to learn is by being in the game. And, you know, they pulled him after four innings last night, and I realize 71 pitches is on the high side for four innings, but it's not probably anywhere near what he's capable of doing.
Well, can't blame Brandon Hyde for these sorts of, no more Hyde or Hook, Jim Hunter. All right, this is something we've talked about. We talked about in the first segment or two of the show this morning. Sanchez got plunked. Well, took the foul ball. You know, who knows what's going on with the finger. Tony Manzolino said doesn't appear to be anything of the catastrophic nature. But assuming they have to put him on the shelf, Is it Basayo time, or are the Orioles still going to be steadfast and keeping him down there until he gets better at handling pitchers, or at least gets more work in at the AAA level behind the plate? Because all we hear is that he gets the bat plays, he can hit blah, blah, blah. Can he catch at this level? So what would Jim Hunter do? Because there's going to be a need if Sanchez can't go, whether it's tonight or Friday in Atlanta.
Well, the thing with Basayo is, if you're going to bring him up, he's got to play every day. He's too good of a prospect, too good of a hitter to be an occasional player. I don't know what else they have in the organization in terms of catchers, but if you're going to do that, I mean, if Sanchez does have to go on the injured list, which would be a shame because he's been tearing it up. I mean, in his 13 games since the injured list, Sanchez is batting .354, four home runs and 18 RBIs, and that's in just 13 games. And he's got 24 RBIs in 26 games on the season. So, in my opinion, Bob, if you're going to bring Basayo up, he's got to play every day. And how does that factor in when, the other part of this, too, is we don't know who's still going to be around after the trade deadline. And I realize he also plays first base, so maybe you bring him up after the trade deadline and he catches some and he plays first base some and he DHs some. Because if Ryan O'Hearn is dealt, which is a big probability, that frees up a lot of DH at-bats.
Now, Jim, you talk about that. Orioles current, who could be ex-Orioles in about a month or so, and Jim Bowden put out the list by position of tradable guys, and he had Batista in there among relievers, even though the Orioles are saying they're not. I mean, he's just trying to connect dots, I guess. Eflin, Mullins, and O'Hearn could be on the move as well. Of the trade candidates that we've tried to surmise throughout the course of the season, who is the most likely to be gone here, even though Elias said he's not in full-on sell mode, maybe in tweak mode coming up?
Well, I would say Ryan O'Hearn is, because he's been so consistent on the year, and he could definitely help a contender, especially because he's not only a first baseman, but he plays the corner outfield. So he would be a valuable guy for a contender because of the fact that he's very consistent at the plate. He's having a really good year overall, and he definitely can help a contender. Not only does he hit for power, but he hits for average. And that's a guy who I think, if he's here on August the 1st, I'd be stunned, because I'm sure they're going to get a good package back for him.
Jim Hunter, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Jim Hunter, of course, powered by Verizon. Jerry's Home Services provides BBT. All right, Jim, we look at the Orioles, 11 games below .500, 7 out of the wild card, 6 teams in front of them. I mean, this is becoming Groundhog Day for us, because every time it seems as though they get a little momentum positive in their direction, they just keep treading water. They've lost 6 of their last 10. Are we ready to pull the plug on any sort of playoff hopes, or are we just going to let it get to the All-Star break, let it marinate a little bit, because the injuries are starting to become a little bit more than they can overcome, and quite frankly, based on the record and the achievement, they've never been really able to overcome it anyway?
Well, the problem they've had on the year with their inconsistency is how they fared in rubber games, and they'll play another one tonight. They're only 4-10 in the rubber games to win a series. So when you lose 10 series by not winning the final game, that adds to the component of being 11 games below .500. And, I don't think they've shown any consistency to indicate that they're going to make a run at this. And as you mentioned, with 6 teams ahead of them in the wild card race, that's tough to overcome. It really is. And I mean, they're just so inconsistent. They had the good game the other night on Monday, and then last night they lose 10-2. So the consistency is not there, and the fact that when you go 4-10 in rubber games on the year, and you have a chance to win that series, that's not going to get it done.
Hey, Jim, are you concerned at all with all the K's? I mean, I love Jackson Holliday, but last night he had 3. I think the night before 2. And Gunnar Kowser strikes out a lot. Gunnar strikes out a lot. Any concern?
Well, Vinny, there are always concerns with strikeouts because if you don't put the ball in play, good things can't happen. And the fact that they strike out so much, it really is a concern because, again, if you don't put the ball in play, good things can't happen. And if you put the ball in play, either it's going to be a base hit or an error or an out. But at least you give yourself a chance to pick up a base hit. And, you know, the strikeouts on the year, they've what, struck out 749 times. That's quite a bit. So I'm sorry. That was the wrong number. But anyway, but
oh, that.
But again,
yes, getting back to the point, they K a lot. Hey, Manzo said that Holiday is going to be the leadoff hitter for the next 5 years. So I would think a little bit more plate discipline and pitch selection would benefit that sort of thing, right?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, he's a young hitter. He's still learning at the big league level. And the pitch that seems to get him is that slider down and in.
Mm-hmm.
He picks it up, but he swings through it. And I'm sure he's going to improve on that because he's got so much talent. And, you know, his dad was there at the game last night. I'm sure he's going to pull him aside today and say, you know, how about try this? You know, earlier in the year when his dad watched video and told them to make an adjustment, all of a sudden he turned the season around. So I'm not worried about Jackson at all, although, again, if you put the ball in play, good things can happen.
Jim Hunter, our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Jim, always great to talk to you. Have a great 4th of July weekend, and I will see you next week down at Pickles.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
There's yep. Jim Hunter, everybody. What wrong number? Did he get a phone call?
I don't
wrong
know.
Number?
Do you think
were we like telemarketers? And when we come back, it's a Funhouse Trip with Nolan McGraw. NFL lunch coming up 1 o'clock. Then he's going to break down another rookie old lineman. Stick around for that. We'll talk more NFL with Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, and then your American League East report here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Other games in action we'll get to when we bust out the scoreboard. We've got NFL lunch. 1 o'clock, break down another rookie lineman, offensive lineman, that is, for the Ravens. And Ryan Wilson shares his wisdom with us around 1:15. But let's bring Nolan in. Nolan, anything you want to say before we go to the Funhouse?
Well, it's funny. We actually were trying to go to the bar that's named after Dolly Parton, or I believe one of, I don't know. There's a bunch of celebrity bars down there. We were trying to go. It's a famous one down there. We got turned away at the door. Some people in the group were trying to sneak drinks in the pockets, and they're cracking down on that stuff there.
Oh,
so that's the other thing I didn't get into yesterday. I mean, the stinginess of security at some of these bars, I mean, it's like practically TSA at some. Others, they just, hey, come right in, you know? They'll let anybody in there.
Is it big bouncers?
I mean, yeah. I mean, everyone, you feel safe. I mean, it's not like, you know, anything dangerous is happening.
No, but I mean, if you get unruly, you're going to get your ass whipped.
Right.
Those kind of guys.
Yeah. I think there's a quick hook.
Yeah.
You know, when you have that many people in that condensed of a space, I'm sure it's a low tolerance for that stuff.
Oh. So what was the name of Dolly Parton's bar? Do you recall?
I couldn't tell you. But all I know, I mean, I can't remember any of the names of the bars we actually went to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, kind of like I said, it's the Bourbon Street thing. You just stagger into one,
right.
Like the Pat O'Brien's, the famous ones. But you just go in, beer, booze, beer. You know, go, look at the shorts, beer. You know what I mean? You're just following along, having some fun. Don't want to get off the beaten path, though.
No, but everything's on one street,
there
so it's
go.
Pretty easy.
But right, cool.
I mean, even Jelly Roll has a bar down there.
He does.
I mean, that's when it kind of jumped the shark for me. You know, we're walking down the street. I'm like, Jelly Roll's got a bar? Really?
Was he not worthy of a bar?
He's been popular for like 3 years.
Yeah. Now, Dolly Parton is Cher. And I think she might actually be older than Cher. They're certainly in the ballpark age-wise. But Kid Rock's got his little spot down there. Doesn't Tim McGraw and Faith Hill? I mean,
I didn't see a Tim McGraw.
I can throw any, you know, country star out there. I'm sure there's some connection there. Keith Urban, K Kenny Rogers?
Probably.
Conway Twitty?
Now, Carrie Underwood lives down. Does she have a place? She lives there.
Probably. You're not allowed. It seems like you're not allowed to open a bar down there unless you get some sort of celebrity endorsement to try to bring people in.
But, like you said yesterday, for instance, if you go down to Gordon Ramsay's steakhouse at Horseshoe, the chances of Gordon Ramsay cooking your meal are probably 0.0.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go into insert celebrity bar name, chances of you seeing said celebrity, unless it's the grand opening, are probably zero, right?
Yeah, maybe 0.1. But I feel like you get the sense down there that some people genuinely think that they're going to see that artist when they walk in, like that they're going to be performing live. Like Morgan Wallen's bar, I mean, he's like the hot new thing in country, I guess. So all the women were there for that. And you just being in that bar, you kind of got the sense they're like, oh, when's Morgan going to be here? I'm like, are you nuts?
All dressed to the nines, right, expecting to see him. And he's the guy that throws chairs at people, too. So you misbehave at his bar, he'll hit you with a chair.
He's had some moments.
Yes.
You know who he always used to be at his? Ditka was always at his bar.
Well, that makes sense.
In Chicago, yeah.
You ready?
Ready.
Let's do it. Fun out.
Quick Draws Fun House.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, a couple people chiming in here on a potential Felix Bautista trade. Us personally here on the show, we're against it. The texter here says, the Orioles have to listen to anyone who wants Bautista. Selling off guys like Eflin, Sagano, even Mullins at this point, probably not going to get you anything notable. Flipping Bautista is a way to really get this team stocked up for 26 and beyond.
I don't think so. I think he's the guy that's going to be your closer in 26 when you're back in contention. Make sure we're recording when I say this. This is like the 100th time I've said it. This year's Orioles are what the Blue Jays were last year. They're going to bottom out. Boom. It is. It is what it is. They'll bounce back next season. There's going to be some tweakage. There's going to be improved health. Just think about the rotation and for everyone's health, which you have coming back next year. Bradish, Wells, Grayson. Then you have Kramer. I mean, you've got something to work with. Povich. They still need to add. And preferably a high-end, top-of-the-rotation guy. But they're going to have pieces they're going to need to add to the bullpen because there's going to be some attrition there. For sure, but just getting healthy in and of itself is going to make them better. So trading Bautista kind of defeats the purpose. And even looking at the A's with Mason Miller, I mean, they got some really good young players on that team. And I guess they figure we flip him while the value's high because he said he wants to start again. Got the save again last night, by the way, for them. You flip him, you add a couple more younger pieces, then you can be off to the races in another year or two. But to trade Bautista, controllable and cheap for two more years? I listen, but I ain't doing it.
Another thought here, this one's a little outside the box, but says the only way I would trade Bautista is if I had a hunch that he had another serious arm injury coming. I think Elias knew something about guys like Webb and Coulomb when he decided to move on. If he had that idea about someone like Bautista, he would be wise to trade him.
Well, Webb pitched the other night, didn't he?
He did. He is with the Rangers.
Yeah, and he didn't look hurt to me. Anyway, Coulomb did go in the IL for the Twins, but he's back now, I believe. If you have an inkling that someone was going to get hurt, then you would have recognized that Grayson Rodriguez probably going to make it out of spring training. So, yeah. Nah, I don't think that crystal ball works that great down at for any team. For that matter, no doubt.
And one more text here. The other topic of the day, Sam Basayo, is it time to bring him up with all these catching injuries? Texter here says, Basayo's coming up this year anyway. What does it matter if it's September or tomorrow? I don't want to hear about service time, but unfortunately, that matters more than most things to the spreadsheet reader, Elias.
Yeah, when it comes to baseball, two words I couldn't care less about anymore are service time. Get on up here, get that experience, because I predicted August 1st with no inside information. So we're July 2nd,
get this party started early, especially if it fills a need. But maybe, again, as the Orioles have stressed, Manzo said it last week, we want him to beat down the door, not just offensively, but defensively. And, you know, maybe he's not beating down doors yet with the glove or pitch framing or calling a game. But he'll be swinging a bat for the Orioles. Not a question of if, it's a question of when. And maybe sooner rather than later.
Well, their track record shows that they're going to bring up a prospect too late before they bring one up too early. I think we can agree on that.
And by the way, if Sanchez is healthy, we're just getting our heads all wrapped around nothing. Big old nothing burger, other than the eventual call-up after the trade deadline. We'll come back, talk some NFL, NFL lunch style. We're going to talk more NFL with Ryan Wilson from CBSSports.com. His Steelers made a big move, but his Steelers have a disgruntled guy on defense who wants to be the highest-paid non-quarterback in the NFL. Good luck with all that. And then the American League East report, then a funhouse trip, and then inside access, and then it's Baltimore baseball tonight, Orioles and Rangers game three. It's the rubber match. And the Orioles haven't really done well in those, except for Sunday when they beat the Rays.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.